from KQED.
So when I was a housing reporter for KQED just a little while ago, I remember talking to people with Section 8 housing vouchers who were having a really hard time finding a place to rent. They have been competing more and more with wealthier people who also need a place to stay. But there's also stigma around Section 8 housing that was a big problem too.
You just look on Craigslist today and you'll see hundreds and hundreds of listings that say no Section 8. It's really an act of discrimination, so it's important that the city move forward on this policy.
The city of San Jose is trying to make it easier for Section 8 renters to even be considered by landlords. I'm Devin Katayama. Welcome to The Bay.
Right now, if somebody in San Jose has a Section 8 voucher and they want to rent an apartment and they go on Craigslist, they might see something that says no Section 8. That's completely legal. And at that point, the would-be renter is kind of out of luck. The city is looking to potentially change that.
This is Emily Dury. She covers San Jose for the Mercury News.
Yeah, we can start. Okay, on the source of the income. Yeah, okay.
So the city council is going to vote on creating an ordinance.
Move forward the source of income item. So let's do that at this time.
On Tuesday, the San Jose City Council heard a presentation from staff about what an ordinance might look like. These ordinances are called source of income ordinances, which is just a wonky way of saying that they're trying to prevent discrimination based on how someone pays for rent, like a housing voucher.
It would essentially say that they couldn't use different criteria to evaluate potential renters.
Hi, I'm Jackie Morales-Ferrand, and I'm the director of the housing department. They will be required to treat voucher holders fairly and consider their applications and make a decision on who to rent to based on other factors besides being a voucher holder.
It would also say that they couldn't have a line on their Craigslist ad, for instance, that says no Section 8. They wouldn't be allowed to say that anymore.
Unfortunately, it has become extremely difficult for voucher holders to find landlords who are willing to accept housing choice vouchers and our other rental subsidies.
And you have groups on both sides.
We have a lot of members of the community who like to speak, so I'll call you down in order.
You have landlords groups.
It's not racial. It's not even the money. It's the administration.
But it does come to the fact that it's the program that people are opposed to, not the tenants.
It's not because I believe Section 8 shows anything about personality. It's that I became aware of the risk.
Tenant advocate.
Discrimination against Section 8 is hurting the people that need it the most.
We know that Section 8 denials are often racially biased. You know, this is your opportunity to make this change, especially before Google gets here. So appreciate your time.
Thank you.
How did the idea for an ordinance come to the city council's attention in the first place?
The county has about 17,000 Section 8 vouchers, but they figured out that around 2,000 of those aren't actually being used. And so the city was looking for a way to really help people utilize those vouchers. And so this came up as a possible solution for that.
I've done some reporting on people with vouchers trying to find homes. And as the housing market gets more intense, it becomes difficult for them to find a place because the landlords can get more money on the private market.
Exactly. And there's a survey that the city did, kind of an informal survey, but they reached out to hundreds of landlords and just said basically, hey, do you take these vouchers? And 2/3 of landlords don't actually take them.
We're here for the main event. Now, I understand we have a staff presentation.
The city council had talked about this a while ago, and there were some other cities looking into similar ordinances.
Item 7A.
Back in 2015, the city of Santa Monica passed a similar ordinance.
Prohibiting housing discrimination based on source of income, including Section 8 vouchers and other rent subsidies.
Then just a few months later, the Apartment Association of Greater Los Angeles sued Santa Monica. But last year, Santa Monica won that lawsuit.
So San Jose said, okay, we're going to move forward with ours.
I want to talk a little bit about the tenants groups. For tenants groups, this is deeper than just the housing crisis. It's also about race.
Yes. Some tenants' advocates say that it looks better to say no Section 8 than to say no to say a Latino family or something like that, when really there is racism going on. It's something that's difficult to prove, but it's something that tenant advocates say is real and keeps a lot of people from finding housing.
It's also illegal to basically not give somebody housing because of their race. We've made that illegal.
Exactly. And this is potentially a way that they're still doing that, but kind of getting around the consequences. They say that the whole idea with vouchers was to alleviate the effects of segregation and to limit concentrated poverty. But what ends up happening in places like San Jose is you have families that get forced into certain neighborhoods, or there are only certain places that will take these vouchers. And so it just furthers segregation and concentrated poverty.
I feel like there's an incentive for San Jose and other Bay Area cities to be doing this right now because of the housing crisis.
San Jose, just this week I was at the unveiling of a tiny home prototype, and that's something that San Jose is hoping to build next year. We're talking about building around 80 tiny homes, which are essentially bridge housing so that people can move out of homelessness into a tiny home while they're looking for permanent housing. And many of those people will be using a voucher, like a Section 8 voucher, to move into more permanent housing. But that supply of permanent housing is so slim here that the people are really struggling to find anything.
So in the end, are landlords going to be forced to take Section 8 vouchers?
Even if this ordinance went into place, they can't force a landlord to take a Section 8 voucher. It would just make it a lot harder to deny a Section 8 voucher. It increases the chance that that they would, you know, get that home, where now they really don't have a shot at it.
Emily Dury covers San Jose for the Mercury News. Emily says there is a federal study that shows in cities that have ordinances like the one San Jose is considering, more people with Section 8 find places to stay, somewhere between 4 to 11% more. The vote on Tuesday is the first step for the city council. San Jose city staffers are going to have to write up an ordinance based on the recommendations, and the ordinance will come back to the council for a vote. Before I let you go, I want to give a shout out to Queued Up, another fabulous KQED podcast. What I really like about Queued Up is that it's curated by Ryan Levy, who thinks a lot about what we're putting on the radio each week, and then brings the very best of that to your phone. Subscribe to Queued Up, the same places you get this show, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Devin Katayama. That's it for The Bay. Talk to you Friday.